You know what blows my mind? The average person spends 30 minutes a day in their bathroom. But when it comes to choosing a vanity, most of us just grab whatever looks decent at the home store without thinking about how it's actually going to function in our space.
That's such a great point. And it's exactly why so many bathroom renovations end up with that almost right feeling. The vanity is literally the centerpiece of your bathroom. It's where you start and end your day. But most people don't realize there are 6 fundamentally different types, and each one completely changes how your bathroom works.
6 types? I thought it was basically sink in a cabinet or pedestal sink, and that's it.
Oh, that's what everyone thinks. But this is where it gets really interesting. Let's start with the simplest one, the pedestal sink. This is your minimalist dream. It's just the basin and the pedestal, no countertop, no storage. And in the right space, it's absolutely perfect.
But no storage? Where do you put your stuff?
That's exactly the trade-off. Pedestal sinks are brilliant for tiny powder rooms, or that half bath where you just need a place for guests to wash their hands. They're easy to install, they fit any style from Victorian to modern, and they make a small space feel bigger because they're so visually light. But yeah, you're not storing anything in there. Your toiletries are going somewhere else.
So that's the I have another bathroom with storage option.
Exactly. Now, if you like that simple look but need a bit more functionality, that's where freestanding vanities come in. Think of them as pedestal sinks' more practical cousins. They have that same furniture-like quality, but they're square or rectangular, and they can actually support 2 sinks in a master bath.
So you get the elegant look but with some actual cabinet space underneath?
Precisely. And they're not mounted to the wall, which makes installation easier in older homes where the walls might not be perfectly plumb. But here's what most people don't consider. Because they're not wall-mounted, you lose that visual space underneath, which can make a small bathroom feel more cramped.
That's such a good point. It's not just about the vanity itself, it's about how it changes the whole feel of the room.
Absolutely. And that brings us to one of my favorites, the floating vanity. These are wall-mounted, so they literally float above the floor. It gives you this incredible contemporary, open look with floor space visible underneath.
I love that look, but it seems like it would be tricky to install.
You're not wrong. The installation is definitely more complex because you need to make sure it's securely mounted into the wall studs. But the visual payoff is huge. Your bathroom instantly feels more spacious. And if you have radiant floor heating, a floating vanity lets that heat flow underneath. The catch? You typically get less storage space because the cabinet is shallower to keep the weight manageable.
So it's really about that trade-off between aesthetics and storage again.
Always. And speaking of aesthetics, let's talk about vessel sinks, the showstoppers of the vanity world. These sit completely on top of the counter like a beautiful bowl. They can be made of glass, metal, porcelain, stone. I've seen some absolutely stunning artisan pieces.
Those are the ones that look like a fancy water fountain, right?
Exactly. And they make a serious design statement. But here's what people don't realize. Because the sink sits above the counter, you need a taller vanity, typically 34 to 36 inches instead of the standard 32, and cleaning around the base where it meets the countertop can be a bit of a pain. Plus, you have to be more careful about water splashing over the sides.
So it's the form over function choice?
Not necessarily, but it's definitely the design-forward choice. Now, if you want that sleek, seamless look without the vessel sink maintenance, that's where undermounted sinks shine. These are mounted below the countertop, so you get this beautiful, smooth surface that's super easy to clean. Just wipe crumbs and water right into the sink.
That sounds so practical. Why doesn't everyone choose that?
Because you need a solid surface countertop like quartz, granite, or marble, something that can be fabricated with those precise edges. And installation is more complex and expensive. You're also limited in under-sink storage because the basin takes up more space below. But for that high-end custom look, it's hard to beat.
So we've covered pedestal, freestanding, floating, vessel, and under-mounted. What's the 6th type?
the cabinet vanity. And this is probably what most people picture when they think bathroom vanity. It's essentially kitchen cabinetry adapted for the bathroom, with pull-out drawers, doors, and customizable storage solutions. You can get them in any style, any finish, any hardware.
This feels like the safe choice.
It's the versatile choice. And honestly, for most family bathrooms, it's the smartest choice. You can customize the interior with drawer dividers for makeup, pull-out shelves for hair tools, deep drawers for towels. The storage possibilities are endless. Plus, you can choose your countertops separately, which gives you more design flexibility.
So if I'm standing in my bathroom right now, trying to decide, what's the decision tree?
Start with your space. Tiny powder room, pedestal, or corner vanity. Small bathroom where you want it to feel bigger. Floating vanity. Master bath where storage is key. Cabinet or freestanding with double sinks. Design-focused guest bath where you want to make a statement. Vessel sink. Want that seamless, easy, clean look? Undermounted with a beautiful quartz countertop.
And what about budget? Where should I expect to spend?
Pedestal sinks are your most budget-friendly, starting around $200 to $500. Floating and freestanding vanities typically run $500 to $1,500. Cabinet vanities have the widest range, $800 to $5,000 depending on size and quality. Vessel sinks can be surprisingly affordable for the sink itself. But remember, you'll need a taller vanity and special faucet, so factor that in.
This has been so helpful. I think the biggest takeaway is that there isn't a best vanity. There's the right vanity for your specific space, needs, and lifestyle.
Exactly. And don't forget to measure your space carefully. That gorgeous 60-inch cabinet vanity won't work in your 48-inch nook. Think about how you actually use your bathroom. Are you a minimalist who just needs a place to brush your teeth? Or do you need storage for a family's worth of toiletries? The vanity should work for your life, not the other way around.
Wise words. Thanks for walking us through all six types. I'm definitely looking at my bathroom differently now.
That's the goal. Happy renovating!